Flying the Flag by Alex Shearer, with Dinsdale Landon, Peter Aker, Moya Leslie, Christopher Benjamin and Stephen Greif. Endangered Species.
Just all seems a bit phony to me.
I don't see why. They're probably quite sincere.
What? This neo-pastoral environmental movement with the new serfs and the peasants lib and everything. Well, it's office workers going about in smocks and hobnailed snowshoes. It's just an affectation.
No, it isn't. A lot of them haven't got anything else to wear.
It's just like Marie Antoinette playing at shepherdesses. Give them a pitchfork and a pile of muck. They wouldn't even know where to stick the prongs in.
Yes, and they'd only lean their elbows on the trough when they were eating too, wouldn't they, Willie?
Well, it's just a totally unrealistic notion of what the country's like. You know, I mean, the People's Republic, it's a hostile environment. I mean, nature isn't just red in tooth and claw around here, it's brown in mud and muck as well.
Well, their hearts are in the right place, though.
Maybe, but what use is that if your head isn't? It's just all cosmetic. I just don't think they're tackling the real issues at all.
Well, what are the real issues then, Willie?
Well, what about the river diversion programme? What about that? And what about all the pesticides they use? I mean, this is the only country I know where vegetables get treated for drug addiction. Then there's all the fur trapping, you know, the seal bashing. No, the drift nets they use, the dolphins they kill. And they've breached the whaling moratorium again.
Oh, they haven't.
But yeah, it's back on the menu down at the restaurant. Orca and chips. And then there's the freshwater lake pollution from the pulp mill. It's time we intervened at an international level. We just say, OK, no more loan credits until you clean your act up.
Well, isn't Max seeing Colonel Surikoff to say just that?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I know if I was an endangered species and my future depended on the outcome of negotiations between two diplomats.
Yes.
I wouldn't cancel my life insurance.
No. I am afraid, Mr. Ambassador, that I really must protest.
Then I'm afraid in that event, Colonel, I shall really have to remonstrate.
Then if you are going to remonstrate, Mr. Ambassador, I shall have no remedy but to expostulate.
Well, then if you are going to expostulate, Colonel, I shall have no alternative but to object.
Then if you are going to object, Mr. Ambassador, I must pro... I fear we have been here before. I have a sense of deja rant.
Now look, why don't we just sit down, Colonel?
Sit down? Ah, well now, if you are going to invite me to sit down, Mr. Ambassador, I shall have to ask for a whiskey.
And then if you're going to ask for a whiskey, Colonel, it will have to be a small one.
Then if you are going to insist on a small one, Mr. Ambassador, I shall have to ask for a refill.
Well, if you're going to ask for a refill, I shall have to object. Why don't we just sit down and calm down and collect ourselves, Colonel, and try again?
Yes, very well, Mr. Ambassador. I will collect myself, if you will collect yourself. Just as soon as I remember where I left myself. Ah, here I am. Good.
Well, I'm sure that we can deal with this matter equitably, Colonel. It's just that the environmental measures you are taking here could impinge on the whole world ecosystem. I mean this river diversion scheme of yours. Why take a perfectly good north-flowing river and divert it to the south? Not only is it immensely expensive, the environmental effects could be cataclysmic.
No, hardly, Mr. Ambassador. It's a long time since we had a cataclysm. Oh. Besides, water is badly needed in the southern province for the hydro schemes. And diverting the river to flow south would change a desert into an oasis. We could have strawberries all year round, even on my birthday. Tomatoes in the winter. We could have a whole new innovation. Food on Tuesdays.
What about the ecosystem, Colonel? You can't embark on projects of this nature without considering the effects.
Oh, and did you consider the effects, Mr. Ambassador, when you started work on your infamous channel panel?
This is rather different, Colonel. We are simply creating a hole.
Ah, but where did the hole come from, Mr. Ambassador?
It didn't come from anywhere.
It must have come from somewhere. You can't make holes out of nothing. And what is the effect of the ecosystem of diverting all these holes? The result of people moving all these holes is that we now have a big hole in the ozone layer.
It isn't only that, Colonel. Look at your northern lake, the largest freshwater lake in the world with the unique flora and fauna.
Oh, yes, flora and fauna, yes. Nice girls. Oh. You caught their act, did you, at the newly opened People's Review Bar? I never knew you could do that with tennis balls.
But you are dumping untreated cellulose into it, Colonel. You're changing the pH balance and increasing the acidity of the lake. The world won't have any freshwater seals left soon.
Well, we still have the salty ones. Nice, warm coats they make.
Yes, yeah, that's another thing. The seal culling.
It's a traditional form of livelihood, Mr. Ambassador. Mm. These native minorities, they lead a hunting and trapping existence. Well, that and the welfare checks. They are close to nature. Do you know, they have 36 different words for snow.
Mm, many things are going. I need 36 different words for garbage. But what about these drift nets, Colonel? What about all the dolphins?
Ah, our friends the dolphins. When it comes to endangered species, our record is the best in the world. We are endangering more species than anyone else.
But is this a record to be proud of?
The variety of our dead wildlife is unsurpassed. And look at the United Kingdom, Mr. Ambassador. Is your record anything to be proud of? How many rhinos do you have?
Rhinoceroses aren't indigenous to the UK, Colonel.
Bah, we can all make excuses like that. And look at America. Why, we have bald-headed eagles, slightly receding eagles, and eagles with so many feathers they can't see where they're going. Whereas in America, the home of the bald eagle, in the wild, they're extinct.
What about your pandas, though? Hmm?
Well, I admit we do need a few more police cars. But this is nothing that can't be solved. If you'll excuse me, then. I must return to my office. Where did I leave my mask and my oxygen cylinder?
Here we are. Shall I help you on with it, Colonel?
Oh, thank you. It should be safe to go outside now.
Well, the fog looks quite bad out there, there.
Yes. It is quite a beetle super. Perhaps I'd better stay for a while and have another whiskey.
Helen.
Sir.
I'm just off to see Ambassador Weinberg at the American Embassy for one of his informal get-togethers.
Right, sir. Will you need your Anglo-American phrasebook? Fluent buzzword, Bronx and Boondocks in 14 days?
Yes, I suppose I'd better take it. Have a nice one. Yes, I must remember that. And up yours, buddy. Is that some kind of toast, Helen?
Not quite, sir. Oh, are you lunching with the American ambassador?
Not exactly, no. Is my briefcase there with my swimming costume and towel, Helen?
Is this your towel, sir? The one with property of the Hilton Hotel Cairo on it, sir?
Oh, that'll do, yes. I must post it back to them, see if they'll wash it. All right, thank you, Helen. I'll see you this afternoon in just an hour for lunch, remember?
Right you are, sir. And what time shall we expect you back from lunch?
About 4:30.
Right you are, sir. Have a good meeting.
Bye, Helen. Oh, hello, William.
Oh, hello, sir. I just popped in for the 11s, sir.
Remember, just 10 minutes for the 11s, William.
Right, sir. Bye. 10 minutes for coffee. Oh, that's a joke coming from him. He has an hour and a half just to dunk his biscuit. And where's he gone, anyway?
He's taking his rubber ring and going for a swim at the American Embassy.
Oh, they're goggles he was wearing, are they? God, he gets in everywhere, though, doesn't he? He's like sand.
Yes, he is a bit.
Well, it's not fair. They've got everything around at that American embassy. Olympic-sized swimming pool, the lot. What have we got here? You haven't got a B-day.
I know. Oh, excuse me, Willie. I must throw this away.
What is that?
Oh, some sort of weed, I think. I left my plant outside on the ledge for the summer, forgot about it, and it died off. Then this weed appeared there instead.
Oh, could I have a look? Oh, that's not a weed. That's some kind of fern shoot, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Can I borrow it and look it up and see what it is?
Yes, help yourself, Willie. Well, shall we have 10 minutes for 11s first?
Oh, right, yes, okay, Helen. Yes, if you put the kettle on, I'll go and set up the scrabble.
Good of you to meet me here, Mac.
Oh, not at all, Spire. I assure you, the misery is all mine.
It's my latest concept, Mac, in combining work and leisure.
Leisure?
Yeah. Leisure should be a pleasure, a pleasure, Mac. Work a little, swim a little. Work a little more, swim a little more. Hey, do you want to practice some life-saving, Mac? I could pretend to be an inert body.
Why pretend, Spider?
Huh?
Yes, well, as we're in between lengths, Spider, what did you actually want to see me about? Was there anything?
It's, it's bald-headed eagles, Mac.
Bald-headed eagles, Spider?
Yeah, the bald-headed eagle. He's the all-American boy.
Oh, is he really?
He's the symbol of everything that's America, Mac. Oh, Baldy. Why, he's Uncle Sam, he's Apple Pie, he's Death Row, racial prejudice, handguns, mass murder. He's everything that's come to be known as America. The only trouble is, as far as the States go, Mac, he's extinct.
Oh, dear.
Well, I got some in Canada, but Canada, Mac? Where's that? I mean, have you ever seen it anywhere?
Oh, just bits of it floating by. But if you're looking for a bald-headed eagle, Spider, I'm afraid I don't actually have one stuck down my swimming trunks. I mean, I'll have a look in my locker, if you like.
No, you don't have one, Mac. But Sir Rykov does.
Oh, yes, I think he did say something about it.
There's been reports, Mac, of sightings of a whole stampede of bald-headed eagles up at the northern lake here. If I could just get hold of a couple of them, it'd be a real feather in my cap, Mac.
Maybe, Spider, not to mention a load of guano down your collar. But what has this to do with me?
Well, Sir Rykov's being a little cagey about it, and I just wondered if maybe you, me, and him could just kind of sit down around a diving board and splash this whole thing out.
Well, I'll do what I can, Spider, but relations between Her Majesty's government and the People's Republic are not at an all-time high.
Any effort you could make, Mac, would be appreciated. Well, time for some swimming, I guess. Another 40 lengths, then, Mac? You're going to try it with your armbands off this time?
I think I'll just stay here and do a few widths in the shallow end, actually.
Okay. I may do a length underwater this time.
Oh, you think you can stop talking that long, Spider?
Hey, by the way, Mac, that's a real neat swimsuit costume you got there.
Thank you, Spider. Yes, I've had it for a while, but it's worn well.
Yeah? I've never seen a swimsuit with sleeves before.
Yes.
Hello, sir. A good swim, sir?
Yeah, thank you, William.
Oh, I don't think you might have overdone it, sir. You look a bit sort of podgy and brittle, sir.
William, if you'd spent an hour in a swimming pool trying to conduct a conversation with somebody doing backflips, you would be looking a trifle podgy and wrinkled yourself.
Oh, yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Was there something, William? I've got an awful lot on my plate, and I'd like to eat it before it gets cold.
Well, I don't wish to come between you and your afternoon scone, sir, but, well, well, it's about the endangered species.
Not you too, William. I've just had Ambassador Weinberg bend a waterlogged ear witchering on about his vultures.
Well, I don't know if you realise this, sir, but on a global level, a species becomes extinct practically every single day of the year, sir.
Is that so, William? How interesting. Could you pass me that jam?
But most of the species that become extinct, sir, well, they aren't the high-profile things, you see. They're the white rhinos
about the dodos, will you?
Well, yes, like the dodos, sir. Yes, like the dodos. No, most of the things that become extinct, sir, are very small, apparently insignificant little things. Like an insect or a fungus or a fern.
Oh, yes, William. Now, could you pass me that clotted cream?
And yet the tragedy is that we lose these things and don't even know it. But sometimes, sir, nature fights back and provides compensations.
Ooh, such as what, William?
Well, here, sir. Look, in that plant pot.
I don't know, William. I don't know if you'll get any compensation for that. What is it? Some kind of weed?
No, it's a fern, actually, sir.
Oh, it looks like a weed to me, William. And a particularly malevolent one, too.
Well, yes, I know it's not that pretty, but the thing is, well, you know, I'm a bit of a buff.
Yes, you and your temporary enthusiasms are well known, William.
Well, I believe, sir, that this fern is a new species.
Oh, a new species, William, are you sure? But a new species of what?
Well, it's a new species of fern, sir.
You're positive?
Well, not 100%, sir, no. I was going to ask if we could take a cutting and send it to Kew Gardens for identification, because I do believe that it's a new hybrid, sir. Mm. I mean, this is Darwinism in action, right there, on our window ledge. Adapt and survive, sir.
Yes, thank you, William. I am familiar with the theory.
And despite all pollution out there, sir, all the smog and the lead, this little plant, sir, has adapted to all that, and it's thriving, sir. Over it all, it's just wonderful the way nature can fight back like that.
Yeah. You couldn't ask me that butter, could you, William?
Really? I mean, don't you think, sir? I mean, this fern, it's like a miracle. It's like, just here in this little pot, sir, this small green fern, it's like hope for us all, for the whole planet.
Yes, could you pass me those biscuits, could you, William? I think you're getting a little carried away, to be honest, and reading too much into this. That thing is a weed.
Well, It's important discovery, sir. These are the kinds of things that, well, get named after people, like Halley's Comet or Thomas Crapper's facilities, sir.
Named after... you mean if this was indeed a new species, William, it would be named after somebody for perpetuity, immortality of a sort, even?
Quite possibly, sir, yes. For whoever discovered it, maybe.
For whoever discovered it, or their immediate superior, you mean? Yes. Oh, thank you for drawing this to my attention, William. Yes, I shall certainly send a cutting onto Kew Gardens for identification.
Well, shall I take it away and prepare one then, sir?
No, that's all right, William. Just leave it here for the time being. I see it comes to no harm.
Oh.
Before you go, though, there is one thing you could do.
Yes, sir, of course.
You couldn't pass me those cucumber sandwiches, could you?
Cucumber sandwiches...
I've taken a cutting of this fern here. Could you see that it goes into the next diplomatic bag?
Oh, you don't think it might get damaged, do you, sir?
Yes. We'd better put it into the next diplomatic grow bag, then.
Oh, very good.
Well, I'll just leave the pot in here in the meantime. The light's probably better.
You do know that it is my pot, don't you, sir?
I'm sorry, Helen.
That the fern was found in, sir. It's just... If it does turn out to be a new variety of fern, it's just... It was my pot, sir, that was all.
Does this have any bearing on anything, Helen?
I just thought it might do, sir. I just thought that you might like to know that if it came to a question of what to call it, that it was Helen's pot, sir.
Yes, but it's not a new species of pot, is it, Helen?
I wasn't saying it was, sir.
Yes, well, I'll bear that in mind. Thank you, Helen. Oh, and when Colonel Sulikoff arrives, would you send him in?
Yes, sir. Right you are. It was my pot, though.
Really, Mr. Ambassador, I am afraid that I must once again raise my objections and my eyebrows along with them.
I always find in the past, Colonel, that your objections are very well brought up and quite a credit to you.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. However, we should have been informed earlier of the measures you have taken regarding this plant found growing on your window ledge.
I really don't see why, Colonel. The British Embassy is sovereign British territory, as you know, and what happens on our windowsills remains within my jurisdiction.
All the same, Mr. Ambassador, if new species of ferns are propagating themselves here in a people's democracy, then it is only proper that they belong to us. And what belongs to the people should be given a name. The people love, respect, and revere.
The people's fern sounds a bit mundane, though, doesn't it, Colonel?
No, what I had more in mind, Mr. Ambassador, was not so much the people's fern as more Colonel's fern. Or possibly even Surikov's fern.
You don't think this is a little egocentric, do you, Colonel?
Not at all, Mr. Ambassador. I am not one who moves in egocentric circles. Why, what name did you have in mind?
No, I hadn't really thought, Colonel. As you know, honours and distinctions, the cravings for immortality, these things are as naught to me. But I did think Ambassador's Fern or something like that.
Well, we will have to see, Mr. Ambassador, what we will have to see. And then we will have to do what we have to do.
Right.
Very well. Shall we proceed to this meeting with Ambassador Weinberg?
Yes, very well, Colonel, if you're ready. I'll ring for my car. You brought your trunks, have you, Colonel?
No, just a small duffel bag with my swimming costume in.
Well, after you then, Colonel.
What exactly did you say this meeting was to be about?
Oh, it's about old Baldy.
Oh, so the German ambassador will be there too. I see.
Are you all right on the edge there, Sir Rykoff?
Yes, fine. Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. Though it's a long way down, isn't it?
Yeah, but I thought if we came up onto the top board here, we'd have plenty privacy.
Indeed. As you said, the West, pools have ears.
Are you okay there, Mac?
Yes, I think it might help to expedite matters, Colonel, purely from the point of view of intelligibility, if you remove your nose clip.
Oh, very well, Mr. Ambassador. And anybody mind if I take my flippers off?
No, you go right ahead. So, how about it, Sir Rykoff? As the song says, say, buddy, can you spare an eagle?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Ambassador. We aren't exactly up to our necks in them.
Well, look, Colonel, if you'll let the Americans have two bald-headed eagles with nests, we will be prepared to allow you to mate with our panda.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Ambassador. I am a busy man. I have a very full diary.
I tell you what, Sir Rykoff. You let us have the eagles, you get 2 weeks with Max Pander. And as a bonus, we got a couple of zebras back in the States with horizontal stripes. Real unusual. We'll let you have one of them. What do you say?
Oh, a zebra with horizontal stripes?
Yeah, it's a great stocking filler.
Sure, quite an attraction for the people's zoological gardens. In that case, Mr. Ambassador Weinberg, we have a deal.
Gee, great. Thanks, Sir Riker. Thanks, man. Come on then, guys. Why don't we walk over and get ourselves a drink now and... Oh,
yeah.
I think I'll go down the steps, personally, Mr. Ambassador.
Yes, good idea, Colonel. After you, I'm too old for them myself, really.
Too old for what, Mr. Ambassador?
Accidents. Any news at all, Helen?
Yes, some good news, actually, sir.
Ah, no news, then.
No, I mean, there is news, sir. A dispatch from London, from Kew Gardens.
Oh, was that sent in the diplomatic pouch, then?
No, sir, into Flora.
Ah, so have they identified the fern, Helen?
No, sir. That is, yes, they haven't. They believe it's a new hybrid, sir, though unfortunately it didn't survive the journey very well, so could we send them another cutting, along with suggestions of what we would like to call it, sir?
Oh, suggestions of what to call it. Well, I may have one or two ideas there myself.
I don't think it's all that fair, actually,
no,
sir.
No, William, maybe not. But first secretaries are like small boys. They should be seen and not heard.
Well, I think it's very unfair, actually, sir.
That will do, Helen. What goes for small boys goes for small girls,
too. It is my pot, sir, and it was my windowsill. And if it has to have a name, then it ought to be called Helen's Fern.
Oh, really, Helen, let's not be so petty.
That's not right, is it, sir? It ought to be called Willie's Fern. I mean, you know, maybe it was Helen's pot. It was me who spotted it. She was going to throw it out, sir. In fact, she thought it was a weed.
I did not.
You did.
I'd hardly mistake a fern for a weed, Willie. I know what a weed looks like. I should do. I see enough of them around
now,
here.
Now, please, Helen, William, will you stop this childish bickering? As if a new species of plant can belong to anyone other than the entire human race. In my opinion, the fern should be given the kind of name that claims it for all humanity. Something dignified and memorable. Something like Mackenzie's Fern.
But that's not fair, sir!
William?
That's not right, sir!
Helen?
It's not fair, sir. I've been looking after it and watering it and feeding it every day, and I changed its compost and pruned it, and I sprayed it to get rid of the red spider mite.
Well, what about me, sir? I've been watering it and feeding it too, and I gave it a hug, and I polished its leaves, and I sprayed it to get rid of the green fly, sir.
Well, maybe, but it might interest you both to know that I personally have been attending to this plant, watering it every day, feeding it, repotting it. I even gave it a good spray to get rid of... Did you say that you'd sprayed it, William?
Just a little, sir. I mean, I don't usually approve of insecticides, but...
And
I
sprayed it, Helen?
Well, it had green fly, sir. I mean, normally I'm against using pesticides, but no more than was necessary, sir.
Yes, well, so am I, but I just noticed it had these little insects on it. Where is it, William?
I'll put it outside, sir, to get some fresh air.
Oh. Well, I took it back in to get it out of the cold and left it in the light by the radiator, sir, but it doesn't seem to be...
Oh, yes, I remember now. I put it in the filing cabinet to get it out of the glare.
Under F for fern, sir.
Well, Helen.
D for dead, sir.
Oh.
It's gone yellow and crinkled like an old memo, sir. It's keeled over.
Yeah. Well, maybe there's another one somewhere. Anyway, William, I thought you said that it had adapted to surviving in a polluted atmosphere.
Oh, yes, maybe, sir, but not all-out chemical warfare.
You know what I think we should have called it, sir? Too many cooks fern, sir. That might even make a nice epitaph for the planet. Or perhaps we should call it R.I.P.
Tell me, William, is Helen upset about something?
Nothing important, sir. Just a fern.
I do hope afternoon tea won't be endangered.
Pure environmental vandalism, I call it, Mr. Ambassador.
Well, obviously, as an experienced environmental skinhead, you'd know more about that than I would, Colonel.
Killed with pesticides and interference. What a short life. What a sad end for Surikov's fern.
Yes, well, maybe better to die off than to go around with a name like that. And how are your attempts to plunder and destroy the environment going, Colonel?
We have decided, after all, not to press ahead with the river diversion program for sound ecological reasons.
Well, I'm glad common sense prevailed. Which ecological reasons are they?
It costs too much money.
Ah,
We will, however, continue a while with the pulp and paper industry on the Northern Lake for different but equally valid ecological considerations.
Which are?
It's making a fortune.
And what about the freshwater seals, Colonel? You're surely not going to let them become extinct.
No, Mr. Ambassador. I have secured the cooperation of Ambassador Weinberg in this matter. He is allowing two seals to stay in his swimming pool, though no running, jumping in, or lilos are allowed. And the other good news is that we will no longer use drift nets for catching tuna for other cogent environment reasons.
Namely, Colonel?
Shoppers' boycotts, Mr. Ambassador.
Ah.
As we say here in the People's Democracy, the customer is always a pest. Yes, so dolphins are safe in our waters, though tuna fish are as badly off as ever. But as they can't do tricks with rubber rings, I don't think anyone's going to care about them.
But let's get this into perspective, Colonel. Tuna aren't an endangered species, are they?
Not yet, Mr. Ambassador, but we're working on it.
Yes, talking of which, Colonel, I understand in terms of bald-headed eagles that Ambassador Weinberg feels a little short-changed.
Well, I don't feel exactly long-changed myself in terms of zebras. The zebra he sent us with the horizontal and vertical stripes, the animal is mentally unbalanced and a hazard to the public. It just stands there all day like a crossword puzzle, trying to work itself out.
Well, he tells me, Colonel, the bald-headed eagles you sent over weren't bald at all, but just ordinary eagles so infected with pesticides that their feathers had dropped out.
Well, what about the panda you sent us, Mr. Ambassador? It makes no effort to mate. He just sits there, chewing its noodle.
Maybe your panda simply isn't attractive enough, Colonel.
Well, the zebra seems to like it. I knew this would happen. Environmental degradation. We always knew it would be the inevitable byproduct of the quest for profit under capitalism.
But you've been polluting the country for 20 years, Colonel.
Yes, it was lucky we had the foresight to anticipate openness and reform and begin our pollution straight away.
No, can't go wrong with a state monopoly, can you, Colonel?
No. Or a malt whiskey, Mr. Ambassador, if you're having one.
It just makes you despair, really, doesn't it, Helen? I mean, why do we do it? I mean, what's wrong with the human race, you know? Even when we mean well, we mess things up.
I know, but come on, Willie, cheer up.
Give it a few more years. The only species left on Earth will be human beings and dung beetles. The dung beetles will be the good guys.
Well, frontiers new still beckon, Willie. Maybe the future lies on other planets. Who knows? Perhaps there's life on Mars.
Oh, yes. We'd better get up there and kill it quick, then. We can travel round the universe exterminating everything, boldly killing what no man has killed before. Yeah, dinosaurs are well out of it, if you ask me.
Talking of which, there's one coming now.
Good morning, William. Good morning, Helen.
Morning, sir.
You've devoured the morning's headlines, have you, William?
I haven't had a chance to open the paper yet, sir.
Oh, then you should have a look at it, William. It's very good news for those of a conservationist turn of mind.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, yes. You see, in Africa here, they've discovered a completely new hybrid species of insect.
Oh, insects. Mm-hmm. Well, some reckon that they'll inherit the world one day, sir. Them and the meat lump.
What kind of insect, sir?
A locust, actually, Helen.
Oh.
Yes, it's a new kind of super locust, apparently. Totally immune to all presently used pesticides, a multiplying at a tremendous rate.
Oh.
So, there's a new species for you, William, eh? A brand new locust. Yes, that should be able to devastate several 100,000 acres of crops in no time, which obviously will do wonderful things for famine and hunger on a global basis.
So I do take your point, sir.
This is really something to celebrate, eh, William? A new species on the earth? Oh, yes, we can throw away our pesticides now. We shan't need them anymore. Well, if you'll excuse me.
Sorky devil, did you hear that?
Yes, it was a bit unnecessary, Willie.
Well, it's quite uncalled for, I thought.
Yes, in very bad taste. But that's how he is, though, isn't he?
More's the pity.
Still, look on the bright side, Willie.
What's that?
Well, there can't be many of him left.
In Endangered Species by Alex Shearer, you heard Dinsdale Landon as Mackenzie, Peter Aker as Frost, Moya Leslie as Helen, Christopher Benjamin as Surikoff, and Stephen Greif as Spyro. The producer was Neil Cargill.